T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gabe and Nina right now on B96. Drex isn't feeling very well. He will be back with us on Friday. But right now, we've got to deal with another Gabe situation.
Yes. I guess.
Another one.
I'm a train wreck.
Yeah, because you were...
I'm like the male train wreck. You're the female train wreck, you know?
Yeah. And so then together, there's no wreck.
Two negatives make a positive. Look at that. Right here on B96.
I was trying. So what happened yesterday?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I do want to say Nina's in Orlando. So that's why, you know, she sounds like she's right in your face. But she's going to be back safe and sound here in Chicago on Monday.
I sound like I'm in your face? Is that what I sound like?
You sound, I mean, you're in Orlando, so you sound a little bit different than we do. But it's okay.
Oh.
It's okay, Nina. We still love you over here.
Thank you. We can't wait till you get back.
But I do want you to weigh in on this situation that I was in yesterday. We've all been there. You're in the car listening. We're all friends. We've all gone out to drinks, maybe went to go eat with some of your buddies here and there. And I ran into the situation where my friend and I got into a bit of a disagreement over the bill. And so here's what happened. The bill comes and it was like, I don't know, $33 or something like that.
Okay.
And you know, I've paid for my friend a bunch of times. He's paid for me a bunch of times. And the bill was $33. So for me, I didn't feel, because the bill was under $40, I didn't feel the need to split the bill. I was like, you're my boy. I'm boys. We've paid for each other on multiple occasions. And so when the bill came and it was like $33, and I told him, I was like, oh, you got this? And he's like, what? He's like, let's split it. And I was like, dude, we're not going to split a bill for $33. I'm like, just go ahead and take it. And then he's like, dude, just put your card on. And I was like, you know what? Give me the bill. So then I take the bill. And then he's like, no, dude, I'll give you my card to split it. And I was like, dude, I don't want your split of this $33. Just give me on the next time. Now, Nina, you tell me, am I being rude? Am I being ridiculous for not wanting to split this bill that's under $40?
I mean, kind of. $40 is kind of high. So, I mean, as far as the split goes, like I get like $10 here or there, or if it's like an even Stevens exchange, like you buy, I buy, your turn, my turn. But I mean, if you're just sitting down, I haven't seen you a while, $40 goes up. Yeah, I'm splitting that.
But it was 33. It was 33.
Okay, 33. I'm still splitting that.
Okay.
That's an extra $15 I could do something with.
312-591-9696. You heard the situation. You heard what I just said. I was at a restaurant with my friend. The bill came. It was $33. And I didn't want to split it. So if it was you, what would you do? Would you have wanted to split the bill, or would you have been adamant about, you know, wanting to split the bill? Or would you have been like me and been like, yeah, it's under $40. You shouldn't have to split it. Because my friend says this. You know, I go out with my 3-Rum 2 guys all the time. So my other friends are like, if you're with a true friend, Nina, not somebody that you go out with occasionally, not like, you know, somebody you just haven't seen in 6 months. But if you go out with a true friend and the bill is under $40, you should never split it. And I get that.
40 is still a high number. How did you come up with 40? I think you split it at 40. No, I think it's like 20.
If it's over 40, right? Because now you're in the 20-something dollar range per person. And now once you're over a dub, then you're like, okay, yeah, we should be splitting that. A 20 for me, a 20 for you. That sounds right. But when you're at $33, you're at $16.50. $16.50, you're my friend. I'll take care of that $16.50 as long as you take care of the $16.50 the next time. So again, 312-591-9696. Do you agree with me? Do you think if it's under $40 and you're with a good friend, that's the key there, you'd pay for it yourself, or do you think that you should go ahead and split it? Marcus on the West Side, what do you think, man?
Yo, you split the bill, man. You're penny pinching. Like, who cares if it's, you know, it's $33. You don't want to have him split the bill. I think you should just split the bill. No harm, no foul.
Right, but aren't you penny pinching if you split the bill? Because I was willing to pay the whole bill when he was like, put your card down, let's split it. And I was like, no, I'm not gonna split that. Just let me get it. I'll take care of it this time.
So
I
was, no, but you came at him like, pay for it. So
no.
Bat,
okay.
Like,
okay, go ahead.
So right off bat, it's like, you know, dude, are you serious? Are you serious right now? You're asking me just to pay for this without even saying, hey, let's split the bill.
I hear you.
I think that's the first mistake. You should have been like, hey, let's split the bill.
Marcus.
And then if he would have said no, you could have been like, I got it.
Right. What's one of your favorite places to eat, Marcus?
I like all kinds of food.
Okay. So you're on the west side. Let's say we went to like a Puerto Rican spot at Humble Park. Well, let's say, Marcus, you and I, we've gone out 10 times. You've got the bill 5 times. I got the bill 5 times. So we've really never really split the bill. And now here we are in this situation. That's why I suggested initially, like, hey, are you going to take care of this? Or am I going to do it? And he was like, no, just split it. So you're saying no matter what, split it.
No, but it's like you're keeping track of who gets what. I mean, if that's the type of friend you got where you got to keep track of it, then I get it. I get your point. But at the end of the day, it's $33, $40, not a big deal.
Okay.
You know?
Thanks for the call, Marcus. I appreciate you chiming in. Nina.
I think he's kind of going both ways on that. So it's like, it's not a big deal. You don't want to be penny pinching, but still at the end of the day, sometimes it's just easier because people want to pay their part. Like a lot of the times I'm a lot like you though, Gabe. Like I'll be like, oh, it's cool. I got it. Whatever. And then people will get mad at me for offering to pay. So then it's just easier sometimes to split. So now I don't even think twice. $40. Yeah, I'll split.
Yeah. Okay. Unique in Barrington, to split or not to split. That is the question. What do you think?
It is.
I do not split.
Okay, do you have a certain amount that it goes up to where you don't split, or do you just don't split at all, no matter where you go?
It kind of depends on the person. So, like, if I'm going out with, like, my sister, my mom, the bill's $60, $70, I won't split it. I won't make them pay. If it's just, like, a friend that I'm meeting up with and it's, like, $50, $60, then I'll just go ahead and split it. It kind of just depends on the person, the day, where we're at.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think another thing, too, because there's sometimes, Nina, now tell me if you do this. Thanks for the call, Unique. Tell me if you do this, Nina. Like, if I'm out with friends, and let's say a couple of my friends might have ordered a more expensive plate than I did, right? When the bill comes at the end, if it's three of us, and let's say my meal was 20, my boy's meal was 20, and my other guy was 30, I'm not going to make my friend pay $30. I'll just put all three,
no.
I'll put all three cards on the table, and we just split it evenly. Are you that type of person, or do you want your friend to pay more?
No, I don't care if my friend pays more, but I would, or you just go, okay, so you got tip? Like, you split it evenly, and then if somebody gets more, it's like, you got tip? All right, cool, because usually I'm the one that drinks the most, so I always get tip.
And that, maybe that's why I pay more often than not, because I'm probably going with the extra cocktail. If you're just joining the show, I went out yesterday with a buddy of mine. The bill was $33, and I feel if a bill is under $40 and you're with a good friend, you shouldn't have to split the bill. So the bill came, and him and I, we've paid for each other on multiple occasions. And when the bill came, it was kind of a question of who was going to pay for the bill. And so he wanted to split it. I said, man, we're not going to split this because it's under $40. But that's what I'm asking you. 312-591-9696, Pablo and Joliet. So do you feel like there's a certain amount of money that you should not be able to split? What do you think?
Well, it just depends on where you go. But if it's just a restaurant, you know, for example, family, I always end up offering to pay myself. And, you know, sometimes my brother's like, oh, I got this. And I'm like, okay, no problem. But if it's a friend and we're going to a bar, you know, the bill can get pretty high. So we always end up splitting that. But if it's under, I would say $40 is about right.
Okay, so you agree with me then. Like $33, you shouldn't be splitting that if you're with a good friend, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. And I would always offer, but, you know, if they want to take care of it, then we go like, oh, who's got it? But, you know, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
But if somebody in the situation wants to split the bill, why are you arguing? Just split the bill.
Well,
because right?
I'd just rather pay for it at that point. If it's $33 and they're like, I'll split it. And I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. I got it this time. Give me next time.
Okay, baller.
It's I'm not balling. It's $33 and I'm with a friend. Thanks for the call, Pablo. All right, 312.
I know.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I know, but even still, if my friend suggests a split and I was going to pay for the whole thing and they say split, we're splitting.
Anyway, 312-591-9696. Do you split?
To split or not to split?
Or not to
split. I like
it. Call us up right now, 312-591-9696. We're going to talk to Isabel in the West Side. She said I just asked it the wrong way. Maybe I did. We'll find out next on B96.
You probably did.
What's up, guys? Nina and Gabe in the studio. Drex is out till Friday. And we are talking about something that happened to me yesterday. I was out with a buddy, and the bill came, and it was $33. And I have a firm belief that if you're out with friends and the bill is under $40, friends, really good friends, that you should not split the bill. If it's under $40, if it's over that and you guys have been enjoying yourselves at a steak restaurant, of course. But the bill came yesterday, it was $33, and my buddy and I, we pay for each other all the time, the whole bill, not split, and multiple occasions. And on this particular one, the bill came, was $33, and there was kind of that moment where it was like, you know, what's going to happen with this bill? I was going to take it. I was asking him if he was going to do it. He was like, yeah, let's split it. And then I was like, dude, it's $33. Don't trip. Let me just grab it. And then he's like, okay, well, I want to split it then. And I was like, dude, it's under $40. We don't have to split this thing. So that's what we're asking right now. If a bill is under $40, do you split it when you're out with your buddies, or do you go ahead and just pay for the whole thing? Let's go ahead and talk to, let's go talk to Isabel from the West Side. Isabel, good morning.
Good morning. Okay. So I agree with you, but I don't agree with you because, yes, I probably would want to split it. It depends on the friend. But at the same time, you were just like, pay for it.
I don't necessarily. I think everybody, you said that. And then the first guy that called up, Marcus, he said the same thing. I didn't tell the guy to pay for it. It wasn't like
that's
that.
How you told the story.
I know. But you got to understand, too. Obviously, my relationship with my friend, you guys don't see it over the radio. But him and I, we have that kind of relationship. Like, who's taking care of it? He got money. A lot of money. Way more than me. But I pay for bills, too. That's what I'm saying. So I don't necessarily. I didn't say, hey, pay for this. I was like, it was like, what's going to happen? Because I knew we weren't going to split it. And I knew he wasn't tripping over $33. But Nina, you keep giving me crap about this whole thing.
Because none of this makes sense to me. If anybody at the table decides they want to split the bill, then let's just split the bill. Like, it's a lot easier, first of all. I'm saving money. Even if I'm in your position, Gabriel, I'm like, I got it. I'll just pay for the bill. If any one of my girls is like, nah, let's split, I'll be like, all right. Like, I don't understand the point of arguing it.
Yeah.
Your Gabe is being selfish again. I'm going to pay the bill.
Yeah,
I'm going to be the one that makes you feel better.
You know what? Even in my selfishness.
Not taking into account.
No. Even in my selfishness, I'm always thinking about the best thing for everyone involved. So if I pay for
but
the bill.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, it is actually. Because if I pay for the bill, then my friend's not paying. So it's the best thing for him. The server, who I'm thinking about also, doesn't have to split a bill. Now they just have one credit card to deal with. And I'm probably going to tip better than my friend. Because I used to be a server. So now you get a better tip from me, too. See, there's a lot of things that are going into play there. But the question
is... thing that you're not taking into account, though, is the whole time your friend's saying that he wants to split. So now you're not doing the best thing for him because that's not what he wanted. You were taking control of the situation, making it your way, when that's not what he wanted. See what I'm saying?
I'm not listening to you.
Who do we got on the phone?
I'm not listening
to
you.
Go to the phones.
Annie and Kankakee, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So what do you think about this whole situation?
Okay, so I first said split the bill, but I meant to say don't split the bill. Usually when me and my friends go out, like, I'll pay for it, and then we'll, like, go to the bar, and then she got me on drinks or something like that. It's just...
Exactly.
We help each other out.
Now, Annie, is there a certain amount that you then want to split? Like, if it gets to $70, are you trying to split it then, or is it just everything? I cover it, she covers one place.
I think 70 is split the bill. Probably 40, like you said.
Yeah. See, Nina, you know what
but
it is?
Annie,
you know what it is, Annie? Nina doesn't have good friends that she splits them.
Let me ask Annie a question. That's not true, first of all. And Annie, though, but if one of your girls in the moment you're finishing dinner goes, hey, can we just, let's just split. Are you going to argue with her?
If she's trying to split $33 and it's $16.50.
Are you really
gonna? Question ever comes up, really.
See?
I feel like it's just kind of known that one person's got this and the other person's got that.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Annie. Okay. I appreciate that.
So, you got some good friends, Annie. You got some good friends. When are you trying to kick it, though?
Yeah, right? You want to pay for me? Tanisha.
Let me get in on that friend circle.
Tanisha and Aurora, good morning.
Good morning. Gabe, you're going to ride this out to the day you. Ooh, boy. Let me tell you something. You cannot
tell
anybody.
Tell him.
Nina, I agree with you 100%, okay? Let's keep it 100. You cannot force anybody to, quote-unquote, pay anything how they want to pay it, the way they want to pay it. And I didn't lost all my train of thoughts, but I do understand what you're saying. And like you said, y'all homies, y'all said, okay,
right.
I'll pay for it this time or whatever. But whatever the reason had, maybe he might not have had $33. Real talk, he might have just had $15 or $16.55 or whatever you said.
Right.
So at the end of the day, let him, quote-unquote, pay how he wants to pay. And I'm sure he appreciates you saying, oh, I'll take it. And honestly, with all these daggone quick pays and zales, there wasn't no need for two credit cards. Okay?
You're right. Quick pay is the truth. But I will tell you this, Tanisha. My friend, he got money. Like, more money, way more money than me.
Well,
so I knew 30.
Let me stop you there. You're counting pockets. Don't do that either.
No, I'm not counting pockets. You just
tell
said
him,
you.
Tanisha,
no,
tell
hold on.
Him.
See, this is what's wrong with these situations when girls gang up on a guy. Tanisha, you made an argument, Tanisha. You said, how do you know he didn't have $33? What if he was broke? So I was just answering your first argument and telling you I wasn't worried about that because he had money. But I hear what you're saying. I understand what both of you are saying, that if my friend is adamant about splitting the bill, then I should do it. But Tanisha, if you and I were out to dinner, love, and I went ahead and said, hey, I got this. It's $35. Don't worry about it. And you were like, let me split it. And I said, listen, don't worry about it. You got me the next time. I got this.
And guess what? I will sit my butt down, and I'm like, okay, thank you. And I'll either go ahead and
exactly.
But let me tell you this, don't assume that I will have it the next time. And I don't say that to mean that I'm not a good friend, but in theory, you never know what people's financial situations are.
Right.
But what I will say, too, in regards to some other callers, like you said, when you go out with a group of people, like your girls and your guys or whatever, and like you said, my bill was only 20, but y'all know ordered drinks and appetizers. At the end of the day, I split the bill, and I might end up paying more than what I technically ate, whatever. But that's because y'all my homies, y'all my girls, or whatever. I don't mind. So that's not an issue as well.
Exactly. And just like I was saying, because that's my homie, I don't mind paying the bill in that situation. Thanks for the call, Tanisha. Oh, man.
Thanks, Tanisha.
These calls have been good.
She's got a level head on her.
Nina, you know what? Next time we're out, because you know, you're telling me I should split the bill. But whenever we go out, Nina, you and I, whether it's Minnie's with us or Drex is with us, you'll try to cover the whole bill too, and you won't let anybody split it either.
Well, right, because I was trying to be nice.
Oh, now it's a different story. Now it's a whole different story, but I'm glad we got that out the way. But Nina is a kind enough friend to pay in certain situations because she knows that I'll return the favor or Drex or
you
Minnie
do.
Would say.
You do, yes, and you do. You absolutely do. But
see?
Still, in this case, you weren't right. Mm-mm.
Wait. You can't just end this. You can't just end the topic and be like, you're wrong.
Well,
you just
that's
did,
what
right?
Happens
you
sometimes.
Just did. All right. Well, thanks. Well, thanks for all the calls.
Yeah,
it was that was friends behaving nicely. That's what was happening. Right
it was.
There.
It was. And note to self: go out with Gabe because he'll pay.
Oh
okay,
gosh.
But yes.
Yeah.
I see where you're going. Yes. Friends behaving nicely, then we tune right to exes behaving badly. It's Wednesday. We do it every Wednesday at 7:30. Is your ex acting up? We want to hear your stories. 312-591-9696. We're talking to you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.